Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am joined by State Senator for District 10, Jake Chapman. First of all, Jake, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Joe, for having me.
So we still have a lot to talk about, even though there's currently no session officially going on right now. So let's start by talking about what the latest is on what you and the other individual legislators have been working on during this indefinite hiatus from the legislature.
This is a difficult time for a lot of Iowans. And so a number of things that have been going on. One was obviously with the CARE Act that was passed at the federal level. We've been diligently going through what that means for our businesses here in the state of Iowa, what it means for individuals. One of the things that I'm particularly interested in working on, and I sent out an announcement on this about a week ago, was that these individual checks that are being issued to Iowans, I want to ensure that Iowans get that full amount. What I mean by that is we need to make sure we do not tax that as taxable income. We don't need Iowans paying tax on these checks. And so that's one thing that I'm working on. But really evaluating what the CARE Act that was passed at the federal level means for Iowa. We're going to be seeing a number of federal dollars flowing down to the state, how those dollars are going to be siloed, what we're going to have to spend that money on, et cetera. But also, I think it's important that we continue to work on the issue of how do we help rebuild Iowa's economy. Over the last 3 or 4 years, since Republicans took control of the Senate, the House, and the governor, we went from having a depleted economic reserve account to a reserve account that's flush with money. We're totally full on all of our economic reserves. And obviously, that money is reserved for times like this. And so we're going to have to focus on how do we rebuild Iowa's economy again after we get through this. We've done it before over the last few years, and we'll do it again. And I'm excited to be a part of that. So I think there's a number of things we can and will be doing when it comes to how do we help Iowans rebound from this temporary setback. What I do know is Iowans are resilient, and I think we'll come back stronger from this than where we were even before.
All right. Now, you mentioned the CARE Act. I know that's on the federal level as opposed to the state level, but what do you know about as far as a timeline for that and how the money will be distributed to individual Iowans?
Well, it appears to me that those who have filed taxes either this year or last year, if they selected direct deposit for their tax return, that is how they will issue those checks. So you'll end up seeing a direct deposit more than likely for most Americans and most Iowans. Those that did not select direct deposit, they're going to use that tax filing address as the address to mail hard copy checks. And I think it seemed to me that Mnuchin wanted to get these out very timely. So perhaps even within the next couple of weeks under Obama's era when we had some similar type of legislation during the economic downturn, that it took upwards of 6 to 8 weeks. I think it will come out much quicker than that, but time will tell. I mean, obviously, we don't have a lot of impact with that, but we're eager to wait and see. What we do know is people are hurting right now, and this is a shot in the arm that can really help people, you know, make their rent payment or their, you know, car payment or whatever it may be, put food on the table. And so we've seen those unemployment numbers tick up, obviously here in Iowa, particularly the hospitality industry, as well as the healthcare sector were the two sectors that I think were hit the hardest. So we're focused on helping Iowans rebound from this. And I think federally, what they've done has been good. And hopefully we can piggyback off of that and provide additional relief here in the state of Iowa.
All right. So talk about that additional relief and what the legislature has planned to also help Iowa to recover, not only once the pandemic blows over, but also right now.
Yeah. So there were several things that have been done. Obviously, the governor has issued several proclamations to make it so your property tax is still delinquent, but you're not going to be facing penalties and interest, late fees for a couple of more weeks. So that was pushed off. Particularly, again, the business sector, Iowa Economic Development Authority, is issuing some grants. These are dollars that are not loans, but are actual grants to help keep people on the payroll. And I think that's exactly what the CARE Act in part was to do as well, was to keep people on the payroll, to keep them employed. So the initial startup was $4 million with the Economic Development Authority. I suspect, given from what I've heard, the incredible amount of applications that have come into the Economic Development Authority to help these businesses, that that number will be much, much higher, that the governor will have to use some emergency funds, and perhaps even the legislative council will have to come in, which I sit on, and issue additional funds to help these businesses stay afloat in the meantime. I do know a number of lenders, whether it be credit unions or banks, are allowing people to defer payments on car loans in particular. So if people are struggling, it would probably be very good for them to contact their lender to find out if they're participating in a deferral program that will allow them to not make payments for 3 or 4 months. So those are some of the things that are happening right now. I think it's a little early to know exactly what we will do when it comes to economic stimulus here in the state of Iowa post COVID-19. But I do know, for me as the chairman of Ways and Means, we need to make sure that a lot of these dollars that are flowing are not taxed. It would have an adverse impact for Iowans who the whole goal is to get money in their pockets so they can stay afloat. And for us to then come in and tax it on the back end, I think is the wrong message, and I think it's the wrong policy to set. So again, I'm drafting bills to make sure these grants, to make sure these dollars that are flowing down from the federal government are not taxed as income. We haven't based our budget on that. People haven't had withholdings on that money, et cetera. So I think it's just good, sound policy to say, we want to make it very clear these dollars are not going to be taxed.
All right. One last question I have here for you. Once the session does return, what might be the fate of some of these higher profile bills? Because, you know, you don't know how much time you're going to have to discuss them and everything like that. So in particular, the things like the proposed constitutional amendments that we're hoping to get out of the current General Assembly.
Right. So those bills are very much alive and active right now. Yes, I suspect that we will have a much shortened session when we come back in from our recess here, but there is a lot of conversation going on between the chambers, between leadership, and I'm optimistic that some of these big policy bills will still be completed this year. I don't think anyone has given up on those big policy issues at all. So I am very optimistic those will still get done when we return.
All right. Well, State Senator Jake Chapman, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
I would just say stay safe, follow the guidelines that have been issued, use social distancing. We're taking a measured approach to this, basing decisions off of factual data. And right now, it's important that we slow the progress of COVID-19. And the best way we can do that is through social distancing, washing your hands. If you have to go out in public, try to stay 6 feet away. And now the White House has also issued a recommendation that folks wear non-surgical masks. Those need to be reserved for our healthcare providers, but homemade masks, et cetera, when you're out in public, if you have to be out there. So those are just good common sense things that we should be doing right now.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me and for all the information. I appreciate it.
Great. Thank you, Joe. Take care.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with Jake Chapman. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. I'm Dallas County News Director Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News.